So if you'll repeat after me, Lord, I have eyes that see.
Lord, I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart does perceive. What you're saying.
What you're saying.
To me.
To me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want to take you to Jeremiah. Yeah, I heard loud and clear. Jeremiah chapter 9. I was crying out to him today, and Lord, what do you want? And this is a prophetic word that was given to Jeremiah about our day. If you read the beginning of this chapter, you're going to see that he's trying to get them to wake up. But then he prophesies in verse 25. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will punish all who are circumcised only in the flesh. Egypt, Judah, Edom, Ammon, Moab, and all who live in the desert in distant places. For all these nations are really uncircumcised. And even the whole house of Israel is uncircumcised in heart. You see, it was the law to circumcise every child on the eighth day. And when Jesus came into the picture, they did the same for him. And it was cutting away of the flesh, which was symbolic of things to come. So, you see, a lot of times when God works on us, he expects us to go higher than we've ever known before. And when the Holy Spirit does a job, he's expecting us to be changed. He's expecting us to really go higher. And if you'll go with me to Romans chapter 3, well, start with chapter 2. St. Paul is talking about circumcision here. And he's talking about what Jews have actually tasted for years. They've been generation upon generation. Verse 25, chapter 2, verse 25. Circumcision has value if you observe the law. But if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised. If those who are not circumcised keep the law requirements, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised? The one who is circumcised physically and yet obeys the law will condemn you. Who, even though you have the written code and the circumcision, are a lawbreaker. 28. A man is not a Jew if he is one only outwardly, meaning by birth. Nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. Verse 29 should be something that you could underline because it's very important. No, a man is a Jew if he is one inwardly. And circumcision is circumcision of the heart. And you should underline by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from men, but from God. So I question you now. Are you real Jews? If you operate under the law of love, are you spiritual Jews? Yes, you are. That's what St. Paul is trying to teach them. It's not a matter of nationality. It's not a matter of cutting away a piece of the flesh. It's a reality of who you are inside your very heart and how you operate. Now I want to take you to Colossians chapter 2. Because believe it or not, he's not done with us. Colossians chapter 2. Amen? I want you to start at verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human traditions. What was their human tradition? Cutting the flesh away. And the basic principles of this world rather than on the anointing or Christ. 9. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority. Verse 11. In him we were also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature. Not with a circumcision done by the hands of men, but with the circumcision done by the anointing or Christ. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. Circumcision done by whom? By the anointing. By Christ. You see, there's a work going on in all of us. And he's cutting away how we reason things out. How we think about stuff. You and I may have a decision to make. And we've got this pattern of doing according to what we think is the best option. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
But if you're wise, you're going to pray and you're going to say, Holy Spirit, what do you want? How are you going to take me forward in a thing or a place or an option that has no common sense? Circumcising your thoughts by the anointing of the Holy Ghost can prepare you for the biggest miracle you've ever had. My brother Gaston calls me last night. He says, are you comfortable? Are you sitting down? And I said, yes. He's been spending his winters every year now for many, many years down in Florida. And in the end of June, they found a place not far from where the girls live, or three of the girls live. And it's housing for the elderly. Assisted living is available if you need it. There's a waiting list of about 3 years. And they decided to put their name in. Last Friday, this past Friday, two of the girls called them and said, we're taking you out for breakfast. So they took my brother and his wife out to breakfast. And after the dinner came, or the breakfast came, one of the girls said, are you both comfortable? You're sitting down, you're enjoying your coffee and stuff? And they said, yes. And so the two girls said, well, believe it or not, your new apartment will be yours in about 2 or 3 weeks. What happened to the 3-year waiting list? I did not say anything to Deborah, except when I anointed her. Because you see, you did the exact same thing as what they did. They said, Lord, you know if we're supposed to stay in this area this year, or if we're going to go to Florida in a different way. He said, all the options were that you'd have a 3-year waiting list. Now, what if they started declaring, well, in 3 years, we're moving? That would have been logic. What do you think they've been saying? God, let your plan unfold, and when it's time for us to move, you're going to provide, and it's going to be just the right place for just the right time. This is a whole brand new setup that's just been built. It's only been operating for a very short amount, maybe a year and a half or two. And it's all refreshed, ready to roll. And they've got a place. Where's the logic? Where's the reasoning? Is God bigger than your brains?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. Can he circumcise and cut out the bad words? No. You can. He can't change you, but he can allow you to use the words that he gave you and cut away that fleshy thinking. Yes? Mm-hmm. And he can move in a new realm because you've been circumcised from that old pattern. Oh, I don't think I feel good today. I need prayer. No, you don't. You need to wake up and declare what God says about what's going on in your body.
Amen.
Or your people that are around you. You can declare what he says about your day instead of how you emotionally have a high or a low. It's up to you to open your mouth and to bless what's going on. And to change and cut away the old pattern of how you live and how you respond and how you and I believe. Right believing will change the course of tomorrow. Now close your eyes. Put one hand over your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, this is not easy. It's going to be a work done by you. But I've got to cooperate. I'm going to start declaring that by the anointing, my words are going to change. My tomorrows and my future. Because I'm being circumcised by the Holy Spirit. He's going to do an awesome job. Much bigger than I could contain.
Much bigger than I could imagine.
Because he's doing a work that is totally awesome by taking me from a fleshy person to a spirit person, which is the real me. Even planning a resurrection when this body's laid down. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a day it will be.
What a day it will be.
To see the flesh.
To see the flesh.
Transformed. Into living eternal body.
Fly away with Jesus and live.
Yes. Yes, fly away with Jesus and live. Good.